Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. I'm here at the studios, www.goforgold.lk, bringing you cricket, rugby and soccer news hot off the field. I'm joined by my co-host, Luckett Peters as well. But let's start off with cricket news. Sri Lanka's tour of West Indies is now finalized. It is tagged as a full-fledged bilateral series between the two countries. Three ODIs, three T20s, two test matches is what is scheduled for in the month of June and July. And the white ball series consisting of three ODIs and three T20s will be played at Sabina Park in Jamaica, while the test series, which will also be taken into account for the World Cup Championship, will be played at the Sir Vivian Richards Stadium in Antigua. I also have news that the West Indian emerging team will visit Sri Lanka in the month of June, and they'll be playing a four-day test series and an ODI series. So plenty of Caribbean cricket we can witness here in Sri Lanka. Well, some of the games coming up today, internationally, of course, Sri Lanka A, the women will take on the New Zealand A women in Dambulla. Hope that Mother Nature will be kind enough for the ladies to showcase their talent, because the first ODI, as you know, unfortunately was washed off. Right then, let's quickly go across and see what happened. Mumbai Indians versus Punjab Kings. Now, Punjab Kings, before this particular match, had lost three games on the trot. And mind you, they have lost to Mumbai Indians, who are already eliminated. And that's their fourth loss on the trot in Dharamsala, which is their home venue. And Mumbai Indians, mind you, had lots of changes. We are told that Hardik Pandya is suffering from an injury, and Suryakumar Yadav was not in pursuit yesterday for personal reasons, and the team was captained by Jasprit Bumrah. They came out with a sterling performance, beating Punjab Kings by 6 wickets, despite the fact that they're eliminated. Are they trying to close the gate after the horses bolted here, Mumbai Indians? Because the change in the teams has made a world of difference. Right, Punjab Kings were put into bat, and they made 200 for 9 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. At one stage, they were 107 for 1. Then they slipped down to 135 for 6 because Thakur made a fantastic bowling display. He took 4 for 39 using the cross seam, bowling back of a length, and that responded. What a fantastic bowling effort that was. But sadly, Mumbai Indians captain Jasprit Bumrah went wicketless for 35. The batter who really impressed yesterday was Prasanna Singh, who made 57 the opener. And of course, Omar Rai, superb 38 in 17 overs that actually helped PBKS to get to a total of 200 for 9 wickets after being 135 for 6 at one stage. Mumbai Indians won the game with one ball to spare, but they lost only 4 wickets. Tilak Varma unbeaten on 75, and he remained unbeaten with Bill Jacks, the Englishman, who made 25 as well. Rickleton 48, Rohit Sharma 25, and of course Shefan Rutherford, who was brought into the team, made a valuable 26. So there is potential, though, no doubt, in Mumbai Indians. But Mahela Jayawardena and co, I think, at the top of the tournament, either got the combination wrong or their approach was wrong. Now, this team looked very impressive under the guidance of Jasprit Bumrah, despite the fact that he went wicketless. Let's take a look at the upcoming game today. Chennai Super Kings will take Lucknow Super Giants. Now, this is going to be a very interesting game from a Chennai Super Kings viewpoint. Let me give you the points table first. RCB are leading with 16 points, followed by Gujarat Titans in second place, Sunrisers Hyderabad in third place, fourth place, the losers yesterday, Punjab Kings. And in fifth place is Chennai Super Kings. Now, if Chennai Super Kings, who have played only 11 games, win this match, they will move on to fourth place. Thereby, PBKS will slip down to fifth place. And like I made mention, altogether 14 games have to be played, and the first four teams that will qualify for the playoffs. So now the battle is between RCB, GT, SRH, PBKS, and CSK. Very interesting, isn't it? Fantastic. So keep your eyes focused today. Let's see whether CSK can pull that rabbit out of the hat and then displace PBKS from the top four. Right, we also have some news, of course, from the English League. As you know, that Lakhit Pieris has, and I have decided that we should stretch our updates to other sports as well. So Aston Villa will be playing against Liverpool on Saturday. We'll keep our eyes focused on that in the English Football League. And the next game on Sunday is going to be very interesting because Manchester United will play against Nottinghamshire. That's coming up on Sunday. But don't worry, here on www.goforgold, we'll keep you updated with all the information from the football field as well. Now, before I wind up, let me remind all of you that the Sri Lanka School Rugby League, which is tagged as the second most popular sporting event in Sri Lanka, will get underway. The fourth week will get underway on Saturday. I've already given you the important games that are coming up. So what I'll do is, tomorrow morning, I'll give you the games that are going to be played on Saturday. And mind you, there's so much excitement, but let's sincerely hope that Mother Nature will be fair by the players, because, you know, rugby also can get spoiled when there is excessive rain. That's because of the underfoot conditions gets a little bit slippery and the teams can't play open rugby, and it just ends up being, you know, kicking from one side to the other side. So that's something that we need to keep our eyes focused on. Well, we hope you did enjoy our update this morning as much as we did, bringing you all the news around the world. And let me, on behalf of my co-host Lakhit Pieris, wish all of you a blessed day. Look forward to your company tomorrow, and I'll spin you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure.